You're listening to the Beer Health Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And today we've got three separate beers from three separate breweries. And they're looking pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody want to guess what types of beer we got lined up?
Robin's hoping for stouts.
I'm hoping for stouts. Stouts yeah. And porter. Stouts or a porter.
Stout or porter. Yeah. Okay.
Or those smoothies were always amazing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
always
triples.
Forward to those.
Quadruple.
Quadruple IPA. Okay.
Maybe. You never know.
Anything else? No?
No.
Okay. Is there something new?
No.
No. We kind of have
pretty much it.
Always
got something things. Similar to what you mentioned, but not quite exactly that. So, I was just wondering if there's...
Okay.
But we're going to start off with this one beer.
What do we got today?
This is from All My Friends Brewery, which we featured before in the past. They're from Prince Edward County. They've got their, I think, their anniversary coming up, or they just celebrated it. So they released a bunch of beers. This was purchased right before they released their anniversary beers.
Is that a good thing?
And what's the brewery again?
All My Friends.
Okay.
Yeah. We've done this before.
We've done it before.
Yeah.
Right. It's a good one.
So they're fantastic. So this one's called Bubs. It's a fuzzy peach soda sour.
Cool.
And it is...
Is that a rainbow on the label?
Looks like
it. Yeah, it looks like, yeah. It's 5%. Yeah, it's got...
Oh,
there we go. That's a wicked graphic. So you got the skull with two arms coming out of the eyes, with the eye sockets there.
Interesting.
And you got the...
Very interesting.
Psychedelic rainbow surrounding it, just to make it like trippy looking.
Like
I guess.
The aura, white, is, like pushing off.
Yellow, brown, blue.
Yeah, brownish red or something like that. Yeah, it's kind of. It's a wicked graphic though. I like it.
Different, that's for sure. Wouldn't think it's a beer.
Almost like Twilight Zone stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's pretty cool though. Trippy. I'm gonna rate it an 8.5.
Give it an 8.
Let's rotate that can
once more.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah, it's all the way around. Like you're like, whoa, wait, what's that? And then
it's Bubs.
Okay, yeah, so I'll give it that 9.
Give it a 9, okay?
Yeah, because for like, what is that? I want to see.
You like when the label's all the way around the can. That's
because then you're like, okay, what is that? I want to see it now.
Because he's always saying whoever's stocking the actual stock, like on the
they're not going to face
shelves,
it. They don't give a crap.
They don't care for any crap. They're not pushing it like properly.
They should, but yeah, in an ideal world.
Yeah, they don't get paid enough to.
No.
Not to think.
They,
sometimes people don't realize they work. This is one of your lines. They work for an employer, not against the employer.
Correct.
That was your line.
Correct.
A long time ago.
It's really tough, but I mean, when people work like that, you have a proper setup all the time. People buy more. People see it. People will try different things. But if you don't have it set up properly, again, gets lost in all the stuff that you probably have on the shelf, which is good, but overtaken by the big ad from Stella or Coors or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So these guys are not pushing that kind of stuff out.
No, they're not. Excuse me. They're definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, it depends on who's stocking the shelves, so, right?
This
exactly.
This beer in particular, it's a hazy yellow color.
Oh,
wow. I was expecting more of an orange, but...
Sorry, what's in this again?
It's a peach soda sour.
Mm-hmm.
Peach soda sour.
I smell peach.
Yeah. I don't know the soda, but it's almost there.
Yeah, turn that around. There we go. So people watching can see the skull. Good work. All right, let's see what it smells like.
Bubs.
Smells fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you'd smell a lot of peach. It smells really good. It's almost like a fuzzy peach smell.
I think it's identical.
Or like a peach nectar.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's go.
Let's give it a shot.
Cheers.
Mm. Ooh.
No, this tastes like a soda pop. It's a beer?
It's a beer, but yeah, you get the peach. Yeah, you get the,
kind
of soda-ish flavor out of it. This is really good. Quite surprised.
Finishes off maybe more like a beer, but not really.
It tastes a little more
fuzzy peaches.
Beer-ish.
It's like a fuzzy peach beer.
Yeah, it's like a fuzzy peach nectar.
Anybody who doesn't like beer, they would like this.
They would.
Like regular beer, let's say.
Quite possibly. It's really good.
It's nice. It's a summer beer.
Yeah, definitely summer beer, but very tasty. Like a lot, like for 5%, it's got a lot of flavor to it.
If you like fuzzy peaches, this is what you're gonna go for. Guaranteed.
Yeah,
or this just... This is an easy drink.
Or, yeah, peaches in general, but, yeah, really, really good job.
This is an instant on the list of, like...
Go-tos.
Well, a hot day.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You just shoot this back.
A little bit colder than this. This is cold, but a little bit colder than this. They don't sell this in bottle, do they?
No, it's just in can.
That's too bad. You can put a bottle in a freezer for a while, right?
Yeah.
When you crack it, it goes ice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Possible.
That's what I would want to do with this.
It's,
This is good.
Yeah. End of the day, I don't care.
It doesn't even taste like a beer. No. I mean, now at this point, it doesn't even taste like a beer. I'm not even thinking about it.
No, I think Robin's right, though. The end, the finish, it does, it's got more of a beerish flavor, but initially you get all that peach right off the bat. It's just...
It's serious.
It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's really good. It's good.
Grab it.
Happy about it.
Yes. If it's still available, check out their website, All My Friends Brewery. They are in Prince Edward County, Ontario. Obviously, you got to hopefully live in the province or outside the province to order it. I think they only ship within the province, though, but nonetheless, if you're going to order it, this is a fantastic beer. I'm going to give this guy a 9.
That was exactly what I was going to give it, a 9. It's a great number.
I'm going to put it up there with the 9.5s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
9.5. Nice. Yeah.
Really good. Buy it, drink it.
Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it with you on vacation.
What do we got next, Danny?
Buy a seat on the plane just for the beer and just put it right there.
That's too bad. Like airlines wouldn't serve something like that. Like, oh, okay, we have this craft beer from here.
No.
And you're like, okay, let's try
that.
It's
specific for people to...
It's like, we've got this shit beer and we've got this shit beer. Which one did you want?
Yeah. It's simple for most people.
Yeah. But...
But yeah. What?
I'm super lucky
not
to be
for
here
us
with this.
Yeah, exactly.
The variety.
All right. We'll move on to our snack, which is a drink, actually. This one is from China. It is based on Chupa Chups candy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's grape flavored. I'm guessing it's a grape soda. Probably.
Yes.
Super. What makes the pronunciation Chupa Chups if it's both the same spelling?
No, there's an S at the end of one and an A at the end of the other.
Do you question the English language? It's messed up. There's so many words that don't make sense. But
from China, is it allowed to be here?
We bought it here, so yeah, I'm hoping that
I'm hoping
we're all good.
Contraband.
I'm hoping that this is not bad for us, but again,
does it make you feel? Would it make you feel better if I tell you it's contraband?
Yeah, he probably wants to tell you.
You can't buy it anywhere else. Okay,
this is the one of a kind.
We got this from this guy on the street.
Oh.
And I never saw him again.
He canned it?
He canned it himself, yeah, in his van. Right. Yeah. It was a big, big van. Yeah, he was handing out candy too, but not to little children.
No other details needed.
All right, so anyways, yeah, it's a sparkling drink. The label says orange, but the cover on the front's got pictures of grapes, and it's purple. It's
purple and green.
I'm pretty sure it's
grapes.
Yeah,
it's a green background with purple rings.
Mislabeled.
And it says the Chupa Chups logo. Yeah, it's got to be mislabeled by whoever did it. But
well, hold up the can, see if somebody knows what that says on the front. And then they could comment, maybe. I don't know.
If they can see it.
Oh, like this part here on the bottom?
Or the top?
The bottom of the ring, yeah.
What does that say? $5.
Yeah, I'm just going to open it and pour it. You can decide.
Just throw it out there.
Well, $5.
Let's see who responds.
Canadian dollars.
Okay, yeah. Oh, wow. This smells fantastic. It smells like grape candy. They definitely nailed the smell, at least.
Burps. It's nice burps. Yeah, it smells like cough medicine.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Literally cough medicine.
Oh, yeah, it's got cough medicine smell. Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
When I opened it, I just got the whiff from far away, but yeah,
I guess
they're
just like drinking this so that they don't have to think about when they do have to drink it.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Well, at least it's purple.
I get to cheers, huh?
Cheers.
Yep, identical.
Yeah.
You know what would go good with this? A beer. Before beer. And
maybe like a peach soda sour beer, you think? Or
that peach soda sour beer may as well have been this.
It's very similar in that
very
sense.
Similar.
Yeah.
This is It's all right. It's tastes kind of like a medicine grape candy.
No alcohol.
This is...
They should have put alcohol
in it. Yeah. Although, you know, if you mix this with like vodka or something...
That'd be definitely a good thing.
That would definitely give a little more points on this drink.
It would enhance it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not grape drink, but it's grape-ish.
It is grape-ish. It's not grape-ish. Orange, that's for sure, no, guys.
Definitely not orange. Like it says on
make
the
sure you look at the labels and make sure that you understand what kind of like
it says orange. No way.
Yeah, right on the back where they posted that sticker of the nutritional info right above it says
drink orange.
Yeah, interesting. They just mislabeled it. There's probably an orange version as well.
So. Yeah, for sure there is.
Okay, so this one here gets a 6.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 7.
Yeah, it's something special.
It's all right.
7, I'll say. 7.
Not something I'm going to reach for constantly, but...
Well, if it's about... If I'm going to reach for it, I'd give it a 0. I would never reach for it. I'd look and be like, okay, cool. Like, not interested.
Well, that's because it probably has sugar in it. That's why you won't reach for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can taste it. I probably won't finish it.
Neither will I. Anyway, Danny, what do we got next on the lineup?
We've got... One beer. From our favorite, well, your favorite, actually one of our favorite breweries.
Bellwoods.
Nope.
Third Moon.
Yes.
No.
Oh. Hmm. Backwoods.
No.
Backwoods are...
I don't even know what that is, but I'm going to say no.
Rolling. You know, backwoods. Anyway.
Okay, so I'll just tell you. These guys are in the Junction in Toronto, Ontario. They are Indie Ale House.
Oh, great.
Oh, Indie. We were just there.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why we didn't think about saying it. This is a good one, too.
Their West Coast IPA is called Rodeo. And it's got on the cover there, or the label.
Yeah, it's
somebody hiding behind. Yeah, is he hiding behind a gravestone?
But like, there's a horse inside that gravestone, right?
Yeah, it looks like a horse carved on it, though.
Yeah, a horse carved on it. So I'm pretty sure he's hiding behind it. Yeah, kind of. With a whip.
Yeah, with a whip in the background.
Is that a dead armadillo interesting. At the bottom?
No, it looks like...
Or a kiwi.
Okay, we'll go with... I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. It's a guy wearing a hat, and all you can see is his eyes, so he's like incognito. He's got one hand on what looks like a tombstone, and the other hand's making a fist, and he's holding the whip. And on the tombstone, or whatever that is, it looks like it's got a horse, and... Oh, you know what it is? It's a boot. Wow, I'm an idiot. So he's hiding behind a cowboy boot.
Oh, no way.
He's hiding
behind.
Yeah, but I feel like they have pictures inside a cowboy boot. Pictures.
Or he could be to inside.
It's a picture inside of the picture, correct?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's a really wicked picture.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool. Now that I looked at it, I was like, okay, I didn't see the light there. But yeah, you make
it's
up the
psychology
boot.
Picture. What do you see here?
So, it's a blue background. It's a brown cowboy boot. It's got a cowboy logo on the boot. He's hiding
kicking
in or
horse.
Behind it.
There's a kicking horse.
Kicking horse?
You don't see the horse?
Yeah, I just said there's a horse on
is
it.
Is it kicking? No.
He looks like he's running.
No, he's running.
Yeah.
Upside down? On his... Like,
on an angle.
He's on an angle towards, I don't know, whatever.
Maybe it's just the pattern on the boot.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite possible. This guy's 7.2%. It's just fantastic. A heads up. So we're going to pour it out and give her a shot.
Get hammered.
Indie Ale House beers have always been fantastic, so I'm pretty sure this one's going to be really good.
Like usual, guys.
Yeah, they're very consistent, which is great. Food, fantastic. Beer, fantastic. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, there you can go and do what we're doing here. You could have a flight of beer.
Easily. And have a few of your favorites.
You could even comment between you.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's how you get about trying different beers eventually, but you have to go out with a few friends and maybe...
Yeah, round them up.
Round them up, exactly. And hey, guys, let's just try something different tonight.
Yeah, definitely take a flight.
It's, excuse me, color-wise is just a pale, clear yellow. It's filtered. West Coast IPAs usually are citrusy and piney in taste and smell, so let's give it a smell.
It smells good.
Smells of pine.
You smell the pine, definitely.
It was made in the backyard, for sure.
Made in the backyard.
All right, let's give it a shot. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Yeah, it's an IPA.
Whoa.
Nice and, very piney. Nice bitter aftertaste. A little bit of citrus in there.
Pretty bitter.
Yep, it's
yeah, if you like bitter and pine, there it is.
Yeah, if you like your bitter beers, and this is definitely one to go for.
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I mean, I like my West Coast IPAs.
Rob and Shaking said that.
Rob's face.
He's not having it. He's not having this
he's
one.
Shaking
I wouldn't buy it.
Well, I mean, you're not an IPA
that's me.
Fan.
That's just me. Like, if you're like most people like the IPAs.
This is a...
For
it's
an, as
a
far
kick-ass
as an
IPA, that's
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
It's smooth.
Yeah, but it's a kick-ass one. It's like... Yeah,
oh, yeah.
It has that taste.
Yeah, you can taste. Yeah, but I don't know. Would you pound this? No.
No. I mean, 7.2%, but...
When you say pound it, you mean like just one can or like a few cans?
No, he means like shoot it back.
Or just shoot the whole thing?
Like drink half a can and then drink the other half can.
Who does that in the first place?
Well, if you're thirsty.
I would drink it like normally because I'd want to enjoy it.
Drink a half.
But I know what you mean though. There are some people that drink like the lighter beers, you know, the...
If they really want to drink good beer, they should drink it professionally, meaning enjoy it.
Professionally, come on.
When you enjoy the
work,
drink.
You come home. You want to have a beer with whoever you want to have a beer with.
Exactly. So you're going to enjoy the drink because, again...
You get the neighbor comes over.
You're coming
let's
after
have a beer. Okay, let's drink.
You bring out the nonsense because the neighbor's probably not going to drink this. He's going to try like a little taste. He's going to be like, fuck, I don't like that. It's bitter.
No, you're going to save the Coors Canadian.
You need
all that crap.
You need a 12-pack in your fridge just for your neighbors, guys, yep. of the nonsense stuff. Get whatever you want. Get the premium
stuff.
Unless
you like the neighbor. What if you have like a garage thing going after work
yeah,
and
Heineken's.
There's a couple of neighbors that you like?
Heineken's.
There's
Heineken's, guys.
You know what,
premium
there,
shit.
There are people I know that have...
Imported stuff.
They've got
Sapporo?
Yeah, we're going to drink Stella's.
Stella's.
There are people I know that have... They got their beer. They do. They have like a little reserve stash of like Stella or Heineken or, you know, those types of beers for... People who don't drink craft beer.
Those guests.
And then they've got their own beer.
Yeah.
Like, in the fridge. And it's like, you know, device. Like, oh, I got like six. Because there's times where I would go over a friend's house and I open the fridge to get a beer. And be like, the hell you got in there? I'm like, because I know what beer they drink. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's just for when people come over. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, no. The beer you want is on the right side. And then look on the right. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect.
That makes sense.
You know, so. But yeah, back to this one. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give this an 8.5.
Eight is
solid
the
eight.
Number, yeah.
Well, I'm going to cave there, and I'll go with closer to what you guys are saying because, yeah, for an IPA, is it double IPA or triple? No, just an IPA.
It's just
IPA.
Single.
Yeah, but it's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
So I'll say that eight is good for me.
It is smooth. I mean, West Coast IPAs are generally a little bit more bitter, so you got to enjoy that. Mm. I'd say about maybe... 10 to 15 years ago, they were the type of beer that a lot of craft breweries were putting out because they just, you know, they were big. They were the popular beer. Now it's, you know, you get the hazy, juicy IPAs, right? Whereas before you had the West Coast. So now it's like the New England style. But, you know, the West Coast are kind of making a comeback because I notice a lot of breweries now are, you know, in their lineup every once in a while, they throw out a West Coast IPA, which is great because they're good beers.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. All right, let's move on to our snack.
That was a good beer.
I don't think I'll ever really truly like the IPAs.
Oh, you don't have to. You can finish up the beer. You just leave it there. You can leave it there.
He doesn't want it.
He doesn't like it there.
No.
Well, he's definitely not going to like this next snack because it's got more sugar in it. These guys are wagon wheels from the UK.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, exactly. These are humongous.
Yeah, they're insane. So we'll just take a bite of them. You have to eat the whole thing.
You need a shot of insulin.
You don't need to eat all of it.
Oh, they're jammy too. So they got some jam in the center.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So there's six individually wrapped cakes or wagon wheels. So it's basically chocolate, marshmallow, and whatever jam they've put. I'm going to guess it's like a raspberry type jam.
Goodness. It's a goodness, that's for sure.
It does say epic inside, so we'll see how epic it is. But let's look at the packaging here. It's a blue package. It's wagon wheels in big, bold, goldish letters. It's got a picture, of the wagon wheel on the far right there, so you can kind of see what's inside it.
If you want to be popular with your kids, you bring this home and you say, look at what I got.
Yeah,
wagon kids will be like, oh,
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's for sure a home run.
This thing looks thick.
It's, it's not too bad. Just basically, that's right. It's got some biscuit in there, too. It's got the little cookie at the bottom.
Looks like akin to like a Twinkie.
Kind of, but not.
We're going to see you as soon as he opens it up.
But what do you guys want to rate the label? I'm going to give this an 8. It's pretty pretty big, pretty bold. You know what you're getting yourself into?
7.5.
No, I'll go like 8.5. Because that screams like, grab it.
Yeah, it's got a... It's definitely... Yeah. Definitely stands out.
It should say, get it on the front.
Get it. Just take it. Take it.
Yeah.
It should say, get it and give it to Robin.
No, I don't. I would not purchase it, but...
For this cause...
Yeah.
You'll try one.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
Oh, they're actually pretty thin. They were doubled up, but these guys are pretty thin, so...
Oh, okay.
Oh, individually packaged.
Yes. Even better, guys. That looks even better.
The packaging is exactly like the outside. The
packaging's nice. Oof. Still pretty big, but... Yeah.
Jammy.
Yeah,
still pretty big, but thank God they're not as big as I thought they were.
Is it Jamie or Jammy?
Jammy?
Jammy.
Jammy. What's Jammy mean?
There's jam inside.
Yeah, there's jam inside.
Jammy inside. Epic inside. Jammy epic inside.
All right. I'm going to give this a bite. This looks pretty tasty, though.
Guys, it's like a patty. It's like a Joe Louis.
Yeah, it's a sandwich. Not too bad. Not as sweet as I thought it would be, though. It's probably a ton of sugar in it, but it doesn't taste.
Marshmallow.
Well, it tastes like there's a lot of sugar in it.
Wow. Really? Oh, maybe because this Chupa Chup drink is still in my mind here, but...
This is good. Too good.
Yeah, these are pretty tasty.
I'll give this a... Nah. I'll give this a 9. It's good. They got the shit right. They test trialed this until they got shit right. Wait, because I know Wagon Wheels have been around for a long time, but...
Yeah, but these are... Yeah.
These are really good.
Well, they definitely test trialed this stuff and, like, hooked up brain things to your head to say, like, is this good? Does this hit the dopamine? It does. It totally does.
And yeah, like, it's great. Like, I mean, it's pretty big size. So it's for a snack. It's a...
A snack?
Pretty big snack, but they got a great amount of chocolate, great amount of marshmallow.
It's like a meal. And jam.
And jam and cookie, jam. Like Holy everything.
Jam. You can taste the jam.
Yeah, yeah, you can taste everything. It's nothing's like overpowering the other. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to give this a 9 as well. It's a really good snack.
I'm going to have to say 9.2.
9.2.
Okay, 9.2
I'm not going to finish it because...
Well, you can finish it after, that's why. I know, that's why you're going to do it. It's okay, you can admit it.
Too much sugar.
No.
So good.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
What's
sugar.
What's in there?
Sugar.
It's probably all sugar.
It's probably, yeah, exactly.
All
right.
Different kinds of sugar. It's good. It tastes good.
Can you read it?
First ingredients, wheat flour. And then we go to the, well, it says calcium, carbonate, iron, niacin, and thiamine. Those are all great. Chocolate flavored coating, vegetable fats.
Probably the last one.
Doesn't even say sugar for a while. It's just, okay, there we go. Glucose syrup. Interesting.
Because usually, like, when it's, like, you know, the most, it's the first in line of the list of ingredients. So,
and then it goes down?
And it goes down. That's usually how they do it.
Well, later on, I'm going to scan it with one of my apps that I have that say whether something is toxic or not.
It's got the...
I know. Cool.
Do it. And then you can tell us.
Either way, great.
In the meantime,
great treat.
Just grab it, eat it.
Great treat.
You're gonna, yeah.
Great treat.
Now, I would share it with a few people. I wouldn't, like, I don't know.
Oh, you would cut it like in fours?
Yeah, like, here, try one. You want the whole thing?
Too late now.
Hang on, let me get a knife. I'll just
cut
it for you.
You gave it to me, I had to eat it.
No, maybe not.
It was out of love.
Socially correct.
No, it just wouldn't work.
It's unfortunate.
No.
But
for the amount of sugar that's in there, I think it's good, but yeah, it's not good.
But they don't actually tell you what the percentage is. There's no percentage on it.
I just quickly glanced.
Well, you can look at the gram, the amount of sugar, like, by the grams.
We'll look at this later.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We're talking about snacks. Let's move on to beer.
Let's see what's up with this beer.
Stout,
for sure.
One actually is similar in the sense of what our snack kind of had.
Jam?
Jam.
This is from, not jam, though.
Marshmallow.
Okay, so.
It's marshmallow. It has to be.
Chomping at the bit here.
And you guys are freaking out.
It has to be marshmallow.
All right, it's from Fine Balance Brewery.
I think my mouth is watering.
We've featured Fine Balance Brewery in the past. They're from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. This one's called Stuck on S'more.
It's amazing.
So it is a s'more stout.
Right to the point.
Inspired, double milk stout, which means it just basically has lactose in it. Double meaning that it's over 8%, with marshmallow, graham cracker, chocolate, glazed donuts, and whipped cream.
Interested. Very interested.
Who gets this beer, people? Who gets this
beer? Where did
you get
this beer?
Fine Balance Brewery out like in you Kingston,
went,
Ontario.
Kingston. You went to Kingston?
No, I ordered it, dude.
Oh, you ordered it, so they delivered it?
Yes.
Okay. Kingston. To your house?
I'm not driving 2.5 hours for one beer.
Yeah, but they delivered it to your house?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's why
correct. You can order these beers online. I'm new.
You're definitely new. Okay. Yeah, you
that's
can
why
order
we have this crazy
online.
Beer right now. We're going to see what this tastes like.
Okay. I'm interested.
A lot of these beers get delivered to us. How? Yes. I go on their websites and order them.
Correct.
Go on their website and order it. That already looks like it's going
to
be good.
Design-wise, it gets to the point and it says exactly what it is. And I'm pretty sure it's going to taste like that. So I'm giving this a 9 right off the bat.
It's a red background. It's got a picture of a s'more on it.
It's a 9. This is a great, like, simple label.
Yeah, it's very simple. Just red background, picture of a s'more. It says stuck on s'more. It has the description. It's 10% alcohol. And that's pretty much it. There's nothing
10%.
To it. Yeah.
Correct, sir.
So you're giving it a 9 based on, like, you think it'll taste like a 9? Or you think it's
he's giving
it
a 9 the way
it
looks.
Like.
It's just straightforward. Straight up. It tells you exactly what, you know
it's
exactly what you're drinking.
You see the picture.
Yeah, but roll
you
that
read
can
it,
around.
You read that. There's and you're like, around. Oh, okay, great. Now you're going to taste it.
But it's not available at a beer store or anything.
No, these are just
of course not.
Or
they don't have
any shelf anywhere.
They wouldn't have
so they're
going
to have it faced on the website.
Yes.
No, these types of beers, these are like, you know.
Specials.
Seasonal or rotating beers where, you know, they might come out once a year or
a few hundred of them.
Or whatever, right? They brew a smaller batch. They put them out. And once they sell it, they sell out.
I mean,
now, they might replace it with the same thing, you know, months from now. Or they might tweak it. Who knows? But that's how these things are.
But if you went today and got one of these and didn't buy enough of them right now and
you'd
went a week and you went a week later, it would probably be gone. So this is the issue with a lot of the beer. Once you find out, it's necessary to literally stock up as soon as possible.
Yep, exactly.
So stamp of approval for the brand and just order it.
Well, I mean, once you find the
order six.
Once you find the company that you like majority of your beer, you'll be checking their website once a week, no?
Yeah, but you guys are telling people what they like, right?
Well, you can't.
Well, we're trying to explain to see if they maybe enjoy like we do.
You can
IPAs and stouts and so on.
What
so
you
on.
Can do
you're
is
gonna like this.
You can order like a mix of beers from their website. You know, say they got 6 different beers. Order 6 beers. Order 12. 2 of each, whatever. And then you try them. If you really like them, don't
wait.
Don't wait to order and be like, oh, you know what? I'll finish these ones off and then I'll order it. And then, you know, that's like a month later and the beer's sold out.
Yep.
You got to be like, you know what? This one's really good. Let me order a bunch of these now before they're gone.
We're not saying be alcoholics. We're just saying be prepared.
Be alcoholics.
Be prepared to see good beer and to buy it
too much,
right away.
You can't drink anymore. You have to drink
proper beer when you need it.
But this one is definitely going to be a sipper being 10%. But nice and sweet. We'll see how it goes.
I'm interested to see what color. It's going to be dark.
Dark.
Oh, it's definitely going to be dark.
Dark. I don't
dark
think marshmallow
and hazy
did
or
into.
Just dark?
It's just dark. It's just darkness.
You don't think hazy? Dark.
You can't really see hazy
because
it's a dark
beer. Because it's dark beer.
It's too dark.
When it's too dark, it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
Hazy doesn't really come
there's
into
no hazy.
Play.
None.
There's no hazy in dark beers. At least you can't see it.
Wouldn't a nitro come out
dark? Any stout would be dark. You can't keep a filtered look for keep a stout filtered that way because of the color. You only notice it in like a lighter beer, like a lager or an IPA.
Mm-hmm. It smells like s'mores.
Oh my god! Let's drink this, please.
Oh yeah, it definitely smells like s'mores.
This is
smell a lot of sweetness.
Amazing
sweetness.
Sweetness.
Hopefully less sugar than
smell the chocolate too.
The biscuit that we said before.
That's like a pastry.
Yeah, it's just a pastry stout.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a pastry stout for sure. Doesn't say, but I mean, it's based on a dessert.
I would always want to make this into an ice cream.
These guys do such a good job. And I can't say enough about this one. They did a fantastic job of this one.
Yeah, this one's just
this
just
is amazing.
Knocked out of the park. It's just really good. Yeah, I mean, these guys put out great beers all the time.
I would drink this.
This is amazing.
What's that,
if there's ice cream on the table and this, I would drink this.
Oh yeah, pour that in the ice cream. Instead of an affogato, you can
ruin
put this.
It. This is good on its own. No way.
Now this is just really tasty. It's really sweet. You get the chocolate definitely, Get a little bit of a, like a vanilla-ish flavor. It's probably from the marshmallow. Don't really taste the graham cracker too much or the donuts, but it's very tasty either way. It doesn't matter. Like, this is definitely, it's a nice sipper.
Yeah. Flavor is huge.
Off the charts, I can say. This is amazing. 9.5 on my end, guys.
That's exactly what I was going to give it, 9.5.
I'm going to hit 10.
Whoa, tens.
Love
tens.
It. Love it. Just this is, love it. In love, yeah.
This is
So this is the one you would buy like an airplane seat for then.
This is a 12-pack in Robin's mind.
Would you tuck it in at night too?
Would you tuck it in?
Definitely a maybe, good spot in the fridge.
Maybe singing a nice lullaby.
Spot in the fridge.
Yeah, okay.
This is a
and
nice
know it's there. Like open the fridge and just look and see like, okay, it's still there. It's waiting for me.
My only question would be, would you bring this out when your neighbors come over?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure. So you're going to have that Stella on the side or the Heineken pack on the side just in case. Good job. You don't want to be giving them the good stuff.
If you have a bad day, just you open the fridge and you're like, okay, it's time.
Would you?
And this is a good day.
Would you put this in the fridge and then like build a security system so in case like a neighbor opened the fridge?
Around this beer.
Yeah, like you know, alarm goes off or they get shocked or something.
Or a trap. Some
sort. Or a trap. Yeah, you might want to booby trap the fridge. It's a good idea. Or at least that section.
The area, yeah.
Just the paintball machines, you know, shooting them with paintballs when they get in the
vicinity. If they're like, oh, what's this? And you're like, don't touch it. And then they do. And you're like, I told you not to touch it.
Yeah.
So cool. They don't get to drink it either, obviously. So it doesn't matter.
No. And if somebody says, is that good? You say no.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing.
You say no.
It's terrible. Don't
try this. It's not for you.
Don't touch that. That's bad.
Yeah, that's not for you. That's
not going to like that.
This is. Yeah, it's not.
You're not going to like that. Trust me.
It tastes like pure gasoline.
Bad news bears. It's old too. Look at the date. It's bad news. Even though it says packaged on, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, this is.
It's an August beer, guys. It hasn't even been aged. And this is like right out of the bat good.
It's like, just this is fantastic.
If you age just a little bit, I'm pretty sure it would taste better. So, and it was a little bit warmer, but I mean, it's nice still.
It was. Now he gave it a 10. Sorry, Rob, what'd you give it?
9.5.
And I gave it 9.5. Okay, perfect. That's right. Yeah, no, just great. Fine balance brewery. Like I said, if you guys,
good job, guys,
want to order beer and you're in the Ontario or the province of Ontario, I was gonna say Ontario area, but let's just say province of Ontario because that makes more sense. But regardless, if you're in Ontario, go online, Fine Balance Brewing, order, you know, if they have this beer. If not, they've got a bunch of other beers. Their beers have all been solid, every beer we've had so far. I know, like, their anniversary beers that we had, their sours were just phenomenal. Their IPAs are really good, and, I mean, they can't go wrong with these stouts. So, I haven't tried the lagers, and we haven't really tried anything else but those three types of beers. But, I mean, that's a pretty good ratio, so I'm going to say order them and do it.
But do they have more right now?
I don't know. I haven't been on the website in a while. So,
like, if I ordered them after we're done here, like if I go and
if they have it, you better 12, add right away.
This is brewed. This was canned in August. My guess is it's probably gone. Sold out.
But quite there possible. Might be.
Why do you guys wait so long to show me these things?
Well, sometimes, like, you know, unfortunately, we have other good beers that we showed
we have,
you prior to.
We have a
to,
lineup of
that
beers
we should have shown you 2 months prior to.
You know what?
As well.
Quit your whining. Are
we
you
have so
it?
Much beer to show
oh,
everybody.
I love this beer. This is fantastic.
And understand what we're
so
talking about.
So happy to have been here today.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
This you're welcome.
Good. I'm going to kill that. The rest of that can after we're
done. Yeah, of course you are, for sure. Yeah.
You can do
but
it.
But you know what you got to do first?
No.
You're going to have to kill the Chupa Chups can first.
No way.
That's one down the drain, guys. Come on.
Yeah, no. Pour that down the drain for sure.
Yeah.
Although he should drink the rest of his West Coast IPA. I mean, it's only fair.
No, you guys can handle that. If you guys want to share in this for sure, that's got to be emptied.
Well, we can empty it right now. So here, pour some out.
Sweet.
Just because, you know.
You have to.
You liked it that much?
It's a must. It's a must.
Oh, yeah. If you get your hands on this, you'll love it. Anybody who's not a beer fan, you get your hands on this, you'll be a fan.
Meh. I don't think so.
You gotta like.
You gotta like these
you
types
like
of beers,
stouts,
okay, guys.
And you gotta like.
You gotta like
pastries.
Stouts, period. Right, because I mean, if you don't like them, then you will not even like this.
Close. I forget that part.
You have to have the essence of understanding how your tongue feels when you taste something like this. It tastes amazing, but you have to get to that level because only your tongues feel Stellas and Coors and nonsense.
Yeah, you just gotta go straight out and try whatever you want. Like try everything
try
and
it.
Then see.
You know, yes.
Up until the moment. Right before you said Stella and Coors, correct. I was about to say, it sounds like you're describing a sex tape. But
okay. Sure.
No, but nonetheless, yeah, he's 100% right. Like,
you got to work your way up.
You got to work your way up. You got to appreciate it. Now, this one's a little bit sweeter. So for those that, you know, might be getting into these types of beers, you might like it right off the bat because this is a sweeter beer. But you got to enjoy stouts at the same time too, because obviously it still has a stout flavor, which, you know, you get that malt backbone, a little bit of a coffee-ish kind of flavor in the background. Exactly.
Yeah, but let's be clear. But this tastes zero like a Guinness, like zero.
Oh, no.
This is on the opposite side of the spectrum, guys.
Yeah, a Guinness tastes like a... what is a Guinness?
Nonsense type of beer.
It tastes like a light stout. It's 4.5% or something.
You don't understand until you try, because what you're having with a Guinness is what you've been told to drink.
No, I haven't tried Guinness in
I've tried it, and if you compare it to this, this is on a different level.
I haven't tried it in Ireland or any of those places. I've only tried it in North America. Now apparently it's supposed to be different there, but based on what I've had in North America, yeah, I would never have it again. It's just not a very tasty beer, in my opinion. There's so many stouts out there that are
I shouldn't super have to go tasty. To Ireland to drink a good Guinness.
Exactly. Just
that's
like
all I can say.
I'd be very wary because of what I've tried here.
But again, if you try to mass produce this and ship it off to Ireland,
it's going
to
change that much. No way.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think they would be millionaires if they started selling this to Ireland.
You got as long as you keep it. Yeah. Replace their Guinness with this.
Something similar to this.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, this would be awesome. This would be like bomb.
Guys, they could produce this and sell this in the LCBO all day.
Oh, totally.
Totally. That I can see happening. Especially
this is a game changer. This definitely could, in our
liquor stores in Ontario, which is the LCBO for those.
This would be a game changer. Yeah, this would kick ass.
This would be a game changer right here.
Done.
People would be buying this left, right, and center. It's one of the better beers, especially in the evenings. And again, when you're drinking this, it's not a beer. Mm. It's literally chocolate and marshmallow.
I'm going to follow that up with, it's not a beer, it's an experience.
Oh, yeah, that's untouchable. That's good. Yeah, it's a game changer. It's a game changer.
Sorry, I just had to say
that. My...
But nonetheless, Rob's got a point there. Like, it really isn't. It's not just your regular beer. I mean, this is like, you know...
It's over the top.
It's a flavored beer, but it's obviously a good flavor. It's different than what you would normally think of a regular stout to be. But nonetheless, we'll continue drinking after this podcast.
Easily.
We'll let you guys do your thing, and hopefully you guys are drinking beer as you listen to this, or you will be drinking beer after you listen to this.
Hopefully.
But also, I was going to say, if you don't mind to like and subscribe, we are on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel there. We're on Instagram as well. You can follow us there. We're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all the major platforms. Give us a follow. We would really appreciate it, and it would put a smile on Rob's face. He's smiling right now.
Ask questions.
It's all teeth, too.
Ask questions.
So you know it's serious.
Questions would be great as well.
Yeah. Ask us some questions.
Anything at all, really.
If you tried any crazy beers like the one we're drinking right now,
anything interesting,
send us a comment.
Let us know. Because, I mean, again, this is what we're getting from Ontario. You guys are probably from everywhere else. And I'm telling you, you guys probably have good beer out there. You just haven't looked.
Let us know if there's something in the vicinity of Quebec.
We might.
Or even somewhere slightly into the States where we could actually just order it and it'll show up.
And
that'd be even better.
Speaking of being everywhere else, I want to give a shout out to Singapore.
You guys
have been listening to our episodes. And I just want to say thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And as well as Los Angeles. LA.
LA.
LA. Oh,
LA perfect. Rules, man.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
LA is a great place.
Yep.
Okay. Twice.
Awesome place.
It's great. It's great in certain areas, but it's beautiful.
What's that? On the beach?
No, I didn't swing on the...
It's LA. They have like a beach where you can like swing on the rings. Okay, never mind.
No, you don't remember?
Well, it's like a beach where there's like rings.
Yeah, but you don't remember if it's LA though, right?
Chin-ups? I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
LA, it's LA, yeah. 100%.
I don't remember
Anyway,
that,
guys.
But nonetheless.
Someone will know.
Hopefully.
Write it in the comment. I just can't remember. It was like more than 10 years ago.
Let us know where it's located, because this guy's tripping out.
He's definitely tripping out. But nonetheless,
this beer is shit.
We're going to wish you guys a good night.
Yes.
Have a great one. Have a good beer. And we will catch you on our next episode.
Catch you on the flip side, guys.
Cheers.